Hello, this is a message of hurt and healing. Hi everyone, it's Barb again here, thankfully, just so gratefully here today with you to share a message of God's love for you. I sometimes love to write my notes and reflect and pray and share that which has come with you. But many times it is me thinking one thing and God rewriting it completely. And that's kind of this week spot on. This is a message of hurt and healing. I think sometimes we get hurt. We all feel it. We are human. We are frail. We have big feelings. And sometimes I think our feelings can feel so big that they kind of need a separate chair to sit in right beside us. We need to tell someone to move over because this big feeling needs a place to sit as well. And as humans, we get those feelings bumped into. We hurt each other and we feel hurt in return. So in thinking about that, what I would like to share is that when this happens, I feel like we can get caught up in this feeling of being let down. And as ironic as that is, it's how are we helped? How do we find that peace that God has for us in the midst of our humanness? And so I would want to share with you a story of my friend, and I'll call her Sally, who was having a very tough time in a relationship she had with her sister. Growing up, it had always been her and her older sister, and her older sister had tended to see things just really from her point of view. And so it had been a rough situation, and it only had been made tougher by things that had happened in the last few years. So as I would be with my friend Sally and maybe we would take a walk, all she could talk about was her sister and the pain that she had felt and what had happened. And it was eating my friend alive. It was poisonous. And I saw that so much of who she was, it was being defined by this pain. And I feel strongly that pain, God can use pain to refine us. It's never meant to define us. And so my friend internalizing this, taking this in, and just letting her sister live inside her. And this never hurt her sister. It was really hurting my friend. That was the one who was paying the price and couldn't see that. So it was very interesting to me that we had never prayed for her sister. We had never just specifically, maybe praying about situations and different things with them, but never just directly praying for her sister. We are called to pray for our enemies. And you can say to me, well, Barb, that she's not my enemy. I would possibly suggest maybe in some cases, in some moments, when the conditions are all right, that person is. That's what it feels like. That's how much it's hurting. So Sally and I began to pray for Sally's sister, to pray for her, not to pray for their relationship, but to pray for Sally's sister. And I think it was maybe 4 days later. Pretty sure it wasn't that long. We were taking a walk and Sally said to me, "It does not appear to me at all to be working. Because Barb, I have not thought about my sister in 4 or 5 days now." When she said that, I saw her immediately stop, look at me, her eyes grew wide, and it hit her. It hit us both like a ton of bricks, that it wasn't about healing a relationship between her and her sister from one person to another. It was healing Sally and what God was giving her by removing the poison, the bitterness, the pain, the this pure, you know, almost to the point of just no return, just like these feelings of anger and hurt. It was defining, my friend, and it was eating her up inside. By removing that, by lifting that, by her not thinking, even thinking about her sister, except in prayer, it allowed Sally to become the person God was designing her and had designed her to be. Everything had changed for her. Not the relationship with her sister, but so much more importantly, her relationship with God. Because what she would have in the future would be defined by following the truth that God had for her. It was a revelation. So might I suggest to you today that what helps us to go from hurt to healing, from the pain, is to the prayer. To pray for someone who has hurt you. Perhaps you can think right now. Get a name right now and lift them up in prayer. Sincerely lifting them up for all that is good and God's blessings on them. Doing that somehow turns this knob, releases this bitterness, this poison, and brings forth a peace and a freedom for you. It unlocks something. It softens something in you to where you can feel more what God is giving you. You have an awareness, just like we said last week, then an acceptance, and then an appreciation. Amen. I don't know how we can expect to be forgiven when we're not praying and forgiving another who has hurt us, who has harmed us. When have we not been guilty? I watched a podcast where a gentleman who had been sober for 20 years said this. He was pulled over recently by a cop and they said, "Had you had been drinking?" And he was offended, so offended at first, and said, "I've been sober for 20 years. Of course I've not been drinking." As he drove away, he said it hit him so hard how many times, this offense was not his in this case, but how many times he had offended in the past and had not been caught. Amen. How many times have we offended another? And yet the time that we are offended is when we hold it so tightly and so dearly and so permanently, that grievance. How can we write our grievance in a permanent marker and expect God to forgive us ours, and that they are washed away by Jesus? Think of it, the dry erase board. On the one side is you writing permanent marker, your list, your grievances, the people. It all gets all filled up with all this writing. On the other side, you're expecting the blood of Christ to run down that board and just wipe it clean, wash it away. How do we do that? How do we write ours in permanent marker? You got to forgive, and you have to pray for those, for your enemy, for those who have harmed you. It will go from hurt to healing. You will connect to your help. That is the promise. That is the gift. I remember a minister that I had been in connection with in the past, and I remember it was eating me up, just like my friend Sally's relationship with her sister, my relationship with this minister was eating me up. I felt misled and just misdirected and just so contrasting what I felt that God was calling me to do. And I couldn't focus. I was nonstop talking about everything and how it just felt so, so off. And I remember it was one person who sat down with me and who said this, and I will never forget, said, "Barb, if you spent half the time thinking about Jesus and what you are called to, as you do thinking about this minister and what you are not, you would be fine. You would see where you need to go and what God wants for you." Amen. Don't be misdirected. Don't be misled. Don't be eaten up. Don't go off the path of the beauty of the gift that God has given you in the forgiveness of your sins, and yet expect that you don't need to forgive another. Amen. 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 It's much like this thing that I read where it said that, you know, the people in our lives that we're with, they're much like the buttons on an elevator. They can lift you up or they can take you down. But what I think we need to remember is that sometimes the hurt that we experience, the feeling down that, you know, where we're taken unaware, it might be, you know, a feeling of disappointment in that the love you have for another. And that might be, you know, sometimes what hurts you. What helps you is God's love for you. It is really this turning, just quarter turn and look and seeing that you want Jesus to be given to you, to forgive you your sins, but then you want to hold the tiniest grievance against someone else, tightly hold it. That is exactly what is seeing that speck in your brother's eye, but not noticing the log that is in yours. Let's think about this today and let's pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you. We love you. We praise you. And we know with you, we go together from hurt to healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.